Allô, SOS Détresse Amitié, bonjour. Je vous écoute.
Allô, SOS Détresse. Allô.
Allô. Je ne vous entends pas.
Allô, SOS Détresse. Je suis au bout du rouleau, là. Qu'est-ce que je dois faire?
Allô. Appuyez sur le bouton.
FM, l'émission pour rester en ville.
Oh là là, c'est buzzy. La rue est dense. Où sommes-nous, Camille?
Dans un endroit poussiéreux, lointain. Il y a beaucoup de monde. Les klaxons se multiplient. Les voitures se doublent. Les gens parlent fort. Il y a beaucoup de poussière. Il fait chaud, très chaud et humide aussi.
J'ai l'impression que c'est l'Inde.
Exactement.
Nous sommes en Inde, mais c'est incroyable, comment
We
on peut faire ça?
We are in India.
C'est super, alors là il faut vraiment remettre son masque je crois. Moi comme je suis vacciné 3 fois, normalement je risque rien, parce que je me suis dit autant qu'aller en Inde, allons-y à fond. En plus j'adore ces hallucinations que provoque le vaccin. Pendant 2-3 jours après que tu l'aies fait, enfin moi c'est ce que ça m'a fait, c'était vraiment super.
Peut-être que t'hallucines alors, on n'est pas encore en Inde peut-être.
Mais si, on est en Inde, écoute.
Hello? French you?
Et nous sommes en direct.
Can you hear us?
Téléphonique, avec aujourd'hui quelques soucis de branchement.
French you? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you yes, hear... I can.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good.
So how is it going on in the streets of your town?
Okay, so I live in Baroda, which is in the west region of India. And so it's very hot at the moment. And our city is in under partial lockdown. So all the places are like all the shopping malls and restaurants are closed. And besides this, we have a curfew from 8 p.m. till 6 a.m. in the 6 a.m. Yes. And yeah, so most of us are staying home.
Are you staying home too?
Yes, I am.
And do you have to wear a mask on the street?
Oh yes, we get fined if we don't wear masks. So even while we're traveling in cars or bus or vehicle, two-wheelers, we have to wear a mask. And the policemen, they're giving us roses if we wear 2 masks as a reward.
Ah, he's offering roses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And are you scared?
Not really, because I am not going out that much. But I've been hearing about people every day. Like, there are a lot of deaths in India. And I've lost a few of my relatives for the same.
Ah.
You've lost a few of your relatives. Okay.
How old were they?
Okay, so some of them were... most of them were really old, around... 50, they were in their 50s or 60s.
Is this very old in India?
Yes.
Sorry for that
all
question.
All of my relatives are in India.
Because 50 is not. It's called young old in France or in Europe. That's why 50 is old in India. Okay.
Oh yes.
and so do you feel that people are respecting the lockdown, or are they people playing around not respecting it?
Oh no, I think everybody is respecting it, and it's just in some rural parts of India where people are unaware and they're not taking it seriously. So it's just we have a very like regular practice of having like to follow our traditions and religion. So we have some festivals for which some people wouldn't follow the rules and guidelines. So they would just gather around without masks and all. And then we also have some wedding ceremonies which are going on, so which is also resulting to the rise in case.
And then the variant, are people aware that it's more virulent and stronger or not really making the difference? Because that's what, you know, the media are telling us here in Europe, is that this variant is much stronger, much more stronger.
Yes, yes, yes. A lot of people, I think, are aware by now because it's been a long time with this. Yet it's just very stupid of not following it.
And then what, so because we seeing images and we hearing information coming from India that it's actually a big crisis and people are dying all the time. And so the question that I'm going to ask is, what could the international community do to help, if you know?
I think what could be helpful is to supply vaccines, because we still have, I think it's still not, we're still not getting vaccines on a regular, like freely, as in, you know, we have to register, then we have to wait for a couple of days and later on we'll get it. And it's just not easily available. So if international committee would help us with this, then it will be much better because we have a huge population. So it will take a lot of time to vaccinate everyone.
So do you feel abandoned or do you feel hopeless? How do you feel concerning that?
About the vaccine?
And all the solutions that could make the solution easier.
I think the government is still working on it. So I wouldn't say I feel hopeless and all. But it's just that we by ourselves need to be very responsible for whatever we're doing, as in,
okay,
so we have to be careful, that's all.
And did you decide to stay in your hometown or did you want to go in the countryside to avoid the crowd?
No, actually I'm living in my house with my family and with 9 people in the house. But I have a few friends who've shifted to countryside because of this reason. But it's getting worse on the countryside as well, to be honest. And like these people on the countryside, they don't even have enough facilities to get cured. So it's just horrible out there.
So it's better to be in the city with your family and friends.
Yeah, and just stay home, that's all. I mean, that's all we've been doing.
And people around you, how are they? Do you feel that many of them are depressed?
Yes, yes, I really think so. Like, there are a few of people who are very much affected by this situation, and they aren't even aware if they're depressed or not, because most of us are, like, some people do get scared and they'll just stay home and it keep watching the media and television, which would affect their health, mental health. So it is affecting a lot of people, and then we hear people committing suicides, so because they've lost their family members and they can't help it, like They were the only hope for them.
Yeah, they are destroyed. And what do you tell them if you try to help somehow, saying things?
All I would say is if I could offer them any help by just doing any bit of anything, like if I can help them, that's all.
All right, thank you very much.
We're
going to be back with you in a few minutes. First, we're going to send you one of your song, Beach House, to give you some hope. And then we're going to ask you how you are doing and what you're doing to keep positive.
Suicide FM, tout va bien se passer.